Well, in chapter 4, we're just going to read one verse. Chapter 4 and verse 23, it says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Let's pray. Dear Father, we just thank you once again for your word. We thank you for all that you teach us through it, and we just pray with this this verse we're looking at and the concept that it speaks of, that you would speak to us this day and help us to recognize the work that you wish to do in our hearts through the year to come. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All of us recognize that if we're going to have a long, healthy, and vibrant life, we need to take good care of our hearts. The organ that pumps within our chest, it is essential to life. And if it is not working as it should, immediate action is required. When any of us begin to exhibit certain symptoms, such as chest pain or shortness of breath or heart palpitations, we know that we need to go seek medical attention. And as a doctor meets with us and we discuss our symptoms, there may be various tests that we may undergo to get an accurate understanding of our heart issues. Our doctor might have different x-rays done. Our doctor might have us wear a heart monitor for a day or so. Or we may even have to undergo a stress test where we kind of push our heart to see what it can handle. And based on the results of these various tests, the doctor will then call us in his office and lay out to us the full diagnosis of what our heart is doing, whether it's working properly, whether it's damaged. And he'll give not only his diagnosis, but also recommendations for treatment. And these recommendations might include different medications. It might include a change in diet and lifestyle. It may even include surgery to fix the problem. And so as we process the information the doctor would give to us in such a situation, we would not generally ignore his warnings and advice and go back to living the life just the way we did before. We would be listening to what he has to say. In many ways, we'd be willing to undergo whatever treatment or lifestyle changes he recommends. And why is that? It's because our lives may depend on it. The heart matters. And as we look into the scriptures, we find that the Bible speaks of the heart nearly 900 times. But for most of these references, however, we realize quickly that God is not speaking simply about the organ that pumps blood through our bodies. He is speaking rather of our inner man, the center of who we are, the seat of our mind, will, and emotions, our soul, our personality. And just as the health of our physical heart is critical to life, so is the health of our emotional and spiritual heart. And as it states here in Proverbs 4:23, it says, "We are to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of them are the issues of life." And so it's the thought, if there's something wrong with our hearts, it affects many areas of our life. That if our heart isn't right with God, that we don't have a relationship with Him as we should. If our heart isn't right, we don't have relationships with our family and friends as we ought to. If our heart isn't right, our attitudes and our responses towards the challenges of life aren't going to be right either. And even our enjoyment of life itself is going to be affected. And at various stages and for various reasons, our hearts may at times be overwhelmed, they may be hardened, they may be melted, they may be wounded, or they may be broken. And if these heart issues aren't addressed, at some point we may find ourselves at a point where life does not seem to be worth living. And the heart matters, and we need to take good care of our hearts. Yes, our physical hearts, we could think of that, but much more our emotional and our spiritual heart. Physically speaking, we may all be quite healthy right now, but It's something that we understand when we think of our hearts, and as the Bible lays out the condition of our hearts to us, we recognize all of us have heart problems in that sense. And the root of those problems that we have in our heart is always sin. That all of us are sinners by birth and by choice. And from infancy onward, the more that we're exposed to sin, the more that we engage in sin, the more our hearts are corrupted by it. To the point that our hearts can cease to function in a proper and healthy manner. And so sometimes the damage to our hearts occurs because of our own sin, whether it be by our pride or our self-indulgence. But often the damage can occur because of the result of someone else's sin. That when someone commits a great evil against us, commits some kind of abuse or trauma, that we can have our hearts wounded by those things, broken by those things sometimes, and it may be something where we deal with the scars of that for many years. And we can it might happen when we're young as children, but it might be something that we bear those scars throughout right into our adulthood. That there's ways that we react to certain things, and we find that it's because there was an issue of the heart that never really got dealt with. That we didn't recognize what happened, and we allowed things to transpire that brought us to a place we didn't want to get to. And so we want to realize that happens sometimes. And we can often in life experience great inner pain, whether it's because of loss, because of failure, because of disappointment, because of betrayal or rejection. And that inner pain that we feel, it's an indication to us that something is not right and that we need some kind of help. It's just the same as if you had chest pain, you would realize, I need to see a doctor. That when we have the pain within us, an emotional pain, we realize, I need to see someone, I need to get help for what's going on within me that I'm not understanding. And it's thought, when we think we might have issues with our physical heart, we know that we need to go to a doctor. That's just, they explain that. Even sometimes where you, if you're talking to a health line or something, they say, well, if you have chest pains, get off this number and dial 911 instead. And they insist that you go get help immediately. But when it comes to emotional and spiritual pain within our hearts, we need to come to God, who is the great physician. And God is the one who truly knows our heart condition. It's just as Solomon declared of God in 1 Kings 8:39, he says, "For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men." And so God, because he knows our hearts, he knows the condition, he knows the corruption of sin that has occurred, and the hurt that's been caused by others, that he wants to do a work in our hearts. He wants to cleanse them. He wants to purify them. He wants to bring healing to the hurt. And it's a work that we understand he begins in us as we first trust in Christ. And it's a work that he's dedicated to continuing all through our lives until we pass in the glory. That he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ, as it says in Philippians chapter 1. So it is a lifelong process that he is dedicated to. And it's important for us really to recognize and to submit to the work that he wants to do within us. And sometimes when we recognize there's something wrong with our hearts, we go to God for help. But many times, sadly, we can be completely oblivious to the heart issues that we might have. And it can be because we haven't really kept our hearts diligently. We've kind of allowed ourselves to be distracted. We haven't realized that there's certain things that have gotten hold of our heart that should not have the hold on us that it does. We sometimes give away parts of our heart to things that are not deserving of that. And we can be led astray There's times we can be deceived, and times where our hearts can become overburdened, where there's just so many different cares and concerns that it's just too much for us to be loaded down with. And we unfortunately, we deal with our heart issues only when they become very serious, where instead we think of it, we can understand all this, we can understand in the physical realm, but often we don't really apply the same truth to the emotional and spiritual realm. That if we understand that it's good to always have regular checkups with our doctor to make sure that our heart is healthy and that we can kind of stop things before they get serious, that's a better way than to not see a doctor and wait until we're actually had a heart attack and we have to have a whole bunch of care done just to save our lives. And it's the thing is, emotionally and spiritually, is we should be having regular checkups with the great physician, that where we seek his healing, we seek his guidance, seek his wisdom. And we tend to only do it when we're at a point of just being utterly devastated and desolate within our hearts. And we need to learn not to do that. That God wants to help us each day, and he wants to enable us to keep our hearts diligently. And really, he wants to help us understand where we're at and to give us the true diagnosis of our situation, where we are, what's going on within us, and what may need to be changed. And sometimes we realize that there are things, if our heart's not right, that there might be lifestyle changes that need to be made. Sometimes there's work that needs to be done upon our heart. We even understand it from the scriptures where it speaks of God giving us a new heart, that he has to really take out our old stony heart and replace it with a heart that's tender to him. And that's a work that he does within us in many different ways. And so we want to recognize the work that he does, and we want to realize the message that he uses to try to help us see what is the condition of our heart. And God, we see in the scriptures, counsels us, first of all, to examine ourselves. And that's what we actually understand when we partake of the Lord's Supper. What we're supposed to do in that time is to examine ourselves, to see what is my relationship with God. Is there anything between me and him, anything going on that I need to confess and forsake so that I can have fellowship with him and partake? That's important. And it's something that we don't need to wait until the Lord's Supper to do that. That actually should be something we should do regularly, where we take stock of our Christian life. We recognize our areas of growth, areas in which we need to grow in, our strength, our weaknesses, maybe the different strongholds of sin that we know that we have in our lives that we need help in overcoming. And so it's good for us to examine ourselves, but the problem is we don't tend to give ourselves a very thorough evaluation. And our standard is usually a lot lower. We kind of figure, well, I'm good enough, and if I have to make changes, it's only going to be very minimal. That sometimes we get convicted about something, and that makes us feel uncomfortable, so then we try to turn our thoughts elsewhere. We want to tell ourselves we're fine, that no major changes needed to be made to our lifestyle, to our thought process. But the fact is a lot of times there's a lot more work that God wants to do in us than we think. And we kind of, as Christians, we can get into a mindset where we grow for a while and then we kind of think, well, I'm good enough. I'll just kind of coast for the rest of my Christian life, and this is a satisfactory place for me to be, and I don't really need to be challenged or pushed onward. But the fact is God always wants us to go onward. That the goal he wants us to reach is Christ likeness, and it's a work that He's doing within us, and we need to recognize that and realize that there's issues of our heart that, yeah, we might think it's fine, but things are going to happen that it's going to be a serious issue. And so we want to recognize the work that He's trying to do and be aware of what He's trying to say to us. And so since our own self-examination often falls short, God uses really two key things in our lives to help us understand the true health of our hearts. The first we understand is His Word. It declares in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Hebrews 4 and verse 12, it says, "For the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." That you could think of it this way, that there's different times if we're having trouble physically with our hearts, that what happens is we're hooked up to a heart monitor, and it evaluates things, and it kind of keeps a record, and then it kind of helps us to know when there's something that's not working properly. Well, we can think of God's Word really as our emotional and spiritual heart monitor, that as we are connected to it, that then it helps to reveal to us, as it says there, the thoughts and intents of the heart. It lays out who we really are. It lays out what we have within our heart compared to the standard of God's righteousness. And so as we learn that, then it makes it clear, okay, there's changes that need to be made. There's things I have to do differently in my life. And the more time we spend in God's Word, the better of a picture we have. And the greater the understanding we have, not only of how we can find healing and recovery from the heart issues that we have, but also how to keep and guard our hearts so that further issues don't develop further down the road. But the other thing that God uses specifically to help us understand our true heart health are trials. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse number 2 these words. It says, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no." That he's explaining to them that this whole time that they're in the wilderness, it wasn't a wasted time at all, but it had a purpose. And it was to humble them, because we all of us deal with pride within us that needs to be put down. But also says to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart. And we understand God already knows what's in our hearts. But we realize that He uses trials in our lives to make it clear to us what is in our hearts. That we can try to act like we have it all together, that we can be the perfect Christian, and we never struggle with anything. But then when a trial comes and we don't respond properly, that we react and we get upset, we get frustrated, we even cry out to God, "Why are you doing this to me? What have I done to deserve this?" Then when that happens, that's a sign, okay, something in my heart isn't quite right. And you think of with Job's heart, when he was faced with these trials that came, that he mourned, but yet he worshipped the Lord, and he said, "The Lord gives, the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord." And through it all, he didn't sin in his heart or charge God foolishly. That's the thing, when we go through the trial, if we pass the test, then it shows that our heart is good. But when we don't, it shows us something's wrong, there's work that needs to be done. And so we have to learn that the trials God gives us are for a purpose. Certainly, we understand from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, that He doesn't ever tempt us above what we're able. He always, with the temptation, gives us a way of escape that we may be able to bear. That each test that He gives us, we should be able to have victory in. But when we don't, it becomes a learning experience. That failure in the face of a trial can be very profitable to us if we realize what God is trying to teach us through it. If we don't respond properly, if we react in anger or frustration or despair or bitterness, it's a sign there's a heart issue that needs to be dealt with. That we try to act like everything's good, but this revealed it. It's sort of like with our physical heart, having a stress test, that when you push the heart to the limit, that's really where you see how strong and how healthy it actually is. And that's the same within our hearts, emotionally and spiritually, that when we are pushed to our limits, that's when we actually see the quality of our hearts, see what's going on. And so God is showing us through trials what we can handle, and also He's exposing areas of growth that are necessary and places where His strengthening is needed. Places perhaps that in the past damage has occurred that is in need of His healing. And so when we go through various tests with a doctor and he gives us the full diagnosis and provides a recommendation for us for treatment for our physical hearts, it is not something that we generally will sit in the doctor's office and argue with them and then storm out, refusing to do anything that he says. That we don't do that because he's trying to help us, because our heart matters, that our life may depend on making necessary changes so that our life can be preserved and continue. And it's the thought that if a person does have heart trouble, you say, well, I want to have healing and recovery from this if I can, because I have a lot of life I still want to live, a lot of things I still want to do. There's a lot of people I still want to live for. That someone that has grandchildren wants to live to see them grow up if he can. And there's different thoughts like that. And so understanding that, having that mindset that it says, okay, I'm willing to do this. If I have to start eating mostly just vegetables and not as much meat, I'm willing to do that. If that will kind of keep me going, if I need to get more active, I'll try doing that. If maybe I have to get a pacemaker or some stents put in or just some surgery done, I'm willing to do that so that I can get healing, I can get strengthened again, and so that life can become as full as possible once more. And we understand that with our physical heart. But with our emotional and our spiritual heart, we need to have that same willingness to accept and follow the wisdom of the great physician. Because we know even more than a doctor, he cares for us so much more deeply than any doctor ever could. That we're not just one of many patients, that we're beloved to Him. And He knows what's best for us, and He wants to help us. And so we should submit to Him, we should trust Him, we should accept what He has to say, but so often we struggle to do so. And we might have a trial in which we've overreacted, it's been a stress test, and our heart is really shown itself to not be strong in that area. But instead of accepting that, sometimes we shift the blame on someone else. That I got mad because this person was being difficult. And if that person just would change their ways, then I would not have reacted as I did. That we tend to play that blame game when God wants to show us no. Even yes, that what they did was wrong, but your reaction wasn't right either. And so we have to learn that. Sometimes the Lord tells us, I want you to make changes in your life. There's things that need to be cut out of your life because they're stealing away from your time and your focus. They're robbing you of joy, robbing you of peace. But there's some things that we think, well, that's been such a part of my life, I just want to hold on to that. And I don't want to give that up. And sometimes we see that even though we may have deep emotional pain from different things that have happened in the past, rather than turning to God to get that healing, a lot of times we turn to various coping mechanisms just to mask or to numb the pain, to try to get us our minds off of it so we're not thinking about it, and we're not actually dealing with the root issue. We're just kind of pushing it off and think, well, one day I might deal with it properly, but now I'll just kind of push it out of my mind. And a lot of times a person can even become dependent upon those coping mechanisms rather than God to help a person through each day. And so we need to learn the lessons that God is trying to teach us through the trials we face in life. Because if we don't, we understand that He's going to keep putting us through the same trial over and over again until we get the lesson. That He has no problem with repeating the same test over and over again if we're not passing it. He wants us to pass. He wants us to get it. And so we need to realize what He's trying to do in our life and respond properly. And as well as God speaks to us through His Word, we need to accept it as authoritative and trustworthy and say, okay, whatever God wants me to do, whatever He's convicting me in and directing me towards, I need to step forward in faith and obey that and apply that to my life. That we need to be doers of the Word and not just hearers only. We don't want to just receive the diagnosis but never take the treatment. We see in James chapter 1, in verse 23, it says, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." But then it says, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." And so that's what we want to do, is that when God uses the Word of God to convict us, to show us errors in our heart where we need to give them over to the Lord, we need to have God give us strengthening or healing, or whatever the case might be, but when we respond in obedience and faith, then that's when He can do His work in us. But when we try to act like that doesn't apply to me, or I don't really have a problem, we try to minimize it, then we're not going to get the help that we need. And it's the thought that God is trying to help us, and He has a great work to do within us to cleanse and heal and transform our hearts. And we need to be accepting Him as our great physician and accepting and following His guidance to us. And so in this new year, we're going to be going through the scriptures to focus on heart matters, on some of these many references within the scriptures that it speaks of issues of our heart, of the nature of our heart, things that we struggle with, things that come into our life that prevent us from living life as fully as we should. That as we go through this, I'm sure there is going to be different heart issues for each of us that become exposed. It might be places of stubbornness, strongholds of sin that we haven't dealt with. It might be emotional or spiritual wounds which have not allowed to heal or haven't allowed to heal properly. And as we go through this, some of what God shows us may not be what we want to see, but we realize the proper diagnosis is essential so that the right treatment can begin, and eventually we can get to a place of having a heart that is sound and clean and pure and prepared for His use and for His work. we realize that we have much to motivate us to heed His guidance, both for our own sakes and for the sakes of those around us, that we don't want to have to go through the same struggles again and again, that we don't want to continue to have the devil overcome us in different areas, that the devil sees a point of weakness and exploits that and brings us down again and again through different circumstances, that we want to be strengthened in our hearts, get the healing that we need from the Lord, and then learn to have victory in that area, that we confront some of these things within that we've allowed ourselves to dismiss and ignore, that we realize that our heart should be wholly given to the Lord, and so if there's parts of it that aren't His, that we need to say, okay, I'm surrendering this to Him now. I'm not holding on to this anymore, because I know if I do, I'm going to miss out on His blessings. And as well, we realize, as we look out on those around us, that there's many people around us that are hurting, that are struggling with different issues. And it's a thought, well, how can we help others effectively if we have not gotten the help and healing that we need? If we're trying to lead them to Christ, and yet we have not looked to Him as our great physician, and we still have these different heart issues, then we're not going to be able to be an effective minister and servant and help to these individuals that we want to reach. And our tendency, of course, is we tend to want to focus on the external, and we want to try to convince everyone that kind of we've got it together, that we never have any problems, that just what they see is just someone that's just a perfect person and has it everything together. But we realize if we neglect the internal, that the external is just going to be a facade, and eventually what's on the inside is going to show on the outside. And God wants our focus to be on the heart issues, because it's out of those that are the issues of life. And if we get changed on the inside, that'll affect our outward far more than us trying to just kind of beauty things up and make us look as good as we can in our own strength. And that's how it works. God changes us not from the outside in, but from the inside out. That's why He sent His Spirit within us. That's why He gives us a new heart. It's from that new creation that He's begun in us, that's what changes our life and makes us a different person. And so we want to recognize today and throughout the year that the heart matters. And so through this year to come, as we look at matters of the heart, may God bring each of us into a stronger and more vibrant relationship with God and with each other. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for Your love for us. We thank You that You are the great physician. We thank You that You know what is in our hearts, the good and the bad, and we thank You that You love us so often in spite of ourselves. And Lord, we just pray that through this year that You would search our hearts, examine them, that You would reveal the truth of who we are within, and the work that You want to do, Lord, that we would realize that struggles we have are often because there's heart issues we haven't confronted. And we just pray that this year that we would really get down to business with You and not leave anything neglected, Lord, but that we would have hearts that are cleansed and purified and ready for Your use and for Your service. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's stand, and we'll turn to one last hymn before we close today. Number 166, Cleanse Me. Number 166.